We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Ketubot. Tzku l'shanim rabot, ni'mot v'tovot to everyone. We are up to Daf Tzadik Bet in Masechet Ketubot. However, we begin three lines from the bottom of Tzadik Aleph Amud Bet, Amar Rami Bar Chama. This limud is le'ilui nishmat Rav Shalom Cohen ben Tfacha Malka, Yair ben Tov, Anaim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latife, Erez ben Miriam, Baruch ben Shelomo, Sulika bat Chana, Etarif kabat Mordechai, Rivka bat Dvora, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther, Chava bat Sara, and Luba bat Mazal, Aleim HaShalom, also Lizchut, Refuah Shlema for Esther bat Sara, Gabriela Masuda bat Sara, Chana bat Sulika, and Elisheva bat Neta. So we begin three lines from the bottom of Tzadik Aleph Amud Bet. Amar Rami Bar Chama, a similar discussion to what we were talking about before. Reuven shemachar sadeh leShimon shelo beachrayut. If Reuven sold a field to Shimon without achrayut, without a guarantee, ve'ata Shimon u'mecharah leReuven beachrayut. And then Shimon went and he sold the field back to Reuven, but he sold it with a guarantee. What's the achayut? That if the field is going to be repossessed, he will compensate the buyer for his loss. Now what happened? Ve'ata ba'al chov di Reuven ve'katarif lemine. The creditor of Reuven came and he repossessed the field from him, from Reuven, for what he owes. Dinahu de azil Shimon umefatzele. The halacha is that Shimon now has to go and compensate Reuven, even though we're talking about a loan of Reuven himself. But that's because Shimon sold him the land with that guarantee, and Reuven doesn't owe Shimon anything because he sold it to him before without a guarantee. Okay, Amar le Rava. So Rava said to Rami Bar Chama, Nehide achayut de'alma kabil ale. I understand Shimon, when he sold them the land, he took upon himself to guarantee the sale in general, which means if the field is to be repossessed by his own creditors, or let's say of a previous owner of the field, that I understand he accepted upon himself, Shimon accepted. Achayut de'nafshe mi kabil ale. But did he take upon himself to guarantee the sale if it's going to be repossessed by Reuven's own creditors? That doesn't make sense. And therefore, Rava held that Shimon does not have to compensate Reuven in this case. Umode Rava, however, the Gemara says, but Rava would agree with Rami Bar Chama in the following case. Reuven inherited a field from his father Yaakov. Umcharah leShimon shelo beachrayut, and Reuven went ahead and sold the field to Shimon without any guarantee. Ve'ata Shimon umcharah leReuven beachrayut, and then Shimon went and sold it back to Reuven with achrayut. Ve'ata ba'al chov de Yaakov, and a creditor of Yaakov came. Ve'katarif lemine, and he came and he was repossessing the field from Reuven. In this case, yes, dinahu de azil Shimon umefatzel emine. The halacha would be, Rava would agree in this case, that Shimon has to go and compensate Reuven for his loss. My tama, what's the reason? Because baal chov de Yaakov ke baal chov de alma dami. Because the creditor of Yaakov is the same as a creditor in general, meaning a creditor of a previous owner, which is included in the guarantee that Shimon gave Reuven. So even if Rava would agree that this is not the case where Reuven's own creditor repossessed the field, but in this case, he would agree that Shimon bears the responsibility to compensate Reuven. Next case, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Reuven shemachar sadeh leShimon beachrayut. Rami Bar Chama says, a case where Reuven sold the field to Shimon with a achrayut, with a guarantee that if it's repossessed, he will compensate Shimon for his loss. And the case was that Shimon did not pay the money of this purchase of the field. He didn't pay. V'zakaf alav b'milve. Reuven, he considered it a loan to Shimon. Which means, instead of receiving money from Shimon for the purchase, instead, he set up the value of the field as a loan by writing a shtar chov on that amount. Umet Reuven. Reuven subsequently died. Ve'ata ba'al chov dir Reuven ve'katarif la mishimon. And a creditor of Reuven came and he repossessed the field from Shimon. Now Shimon didn't want to give him the field to the creditor, so what did he do? He appeased him with money so that the creditor would allow him to keep the field. So the Gemara says, Dinahu de Amri le Bene Reuven. The halacha is that the sons, the orphans of Reuven, can say to Shimon that he has to pay them the money that he owes for the field. And they're not required to pay Shimon if he's demanding compensation for the repossession of the field. Because they could say to him, listen, Anan mitaltele shavak avun gabach. Our father left us mitaltelim bayu, property that is movable, which means money. The money you owe us for the field, that's mitaltelim. And that's what our father left by you. That belongs to us. And movable property, metaltelim of yetomim, is not leaned, is not meshubad to a balchov, to a creditor, which means the orphans can claim that the field belongs to Shimon, and therefore there is no land that is left for the orphans. So there's no way for Shimon to recover the compensation that he is owed. The money that he owes Reuven is considered metaltelim, and therefore he cannot recover his losses from these funds. Which means like this, the halacha is that Shimon has to go and to give the yetomim the worth of the land that he owed his father. Because the yetomim of Reuven can say, listen, you shouldn't have paid the Baal Chov the money that you owed our father, because that really belongs to us now. And that money is not meshubad to the Baal Chov. Is not money that is leaned to a Baal Chov, because it's mitaltelim. So therefore, you have to pay us. You didn't benefit us by paying him. Therefore, you have to pay us the worth of the land. And to be compensated for your loss, you cannot compensate from us, because we don't have any land. Our father did not leave over any land for us. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Ipikeach idach, if Shimon is smart, Magbelehu nehelaihu ara. He should say to them, okay, I'll pay you in land, in real estate. He should pay them what he owes them with real estate, not with money. Magbelehu nehelaihu ara. And then, now, since they have now real estate that is inherited by them from their father's estate, the real estate that they were just given by Shimon, vehadar gavila minayu kerav Nachman. And then Shimon can collect the field from them as compensation for the repossession of the first field that Reuven sold Shimon. And this is according to the opinion of Rav Nachman. De Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Baravua, Yetomim shegavu karka bechovat avihem. If orphans collected real estate for a debt that was owed to their father from a person, ba'al chov chozer vegove otam mehem. The creditor of their father can come and seize this land from them. The Gemara gives us another similar case. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Reuven shemachar kol sedotav leShimon. Reuven sold all of his fields to Shimon. V'chazar Shimon umachar sade achat leLevi. Shimon went then, and he sold one field to Levi. Ve'ata ba'al chov dir Reuven. And now Reuven's creditor comes to repossess one of the fields, which was actually meshubad to him, right? So he's coming to repossess one of these fields. Ve'ata ba'al chov de Reuven, ratza mize gove, ratza mize gove. So this ba'al chov, this creditor of Reuven, if he desires, he can collect from this one, mize, from Shimon, or if he desires, he could collect from Levi, because he has a shibud, he has a lien, that applies equally to all the properties that used to belong to Reuven. Velo amaran ela dezabne benonit. Now, we say this only if Shimon sold Levi land that is benoni, that is medium quality. Aval zabne idit veziburit. But let's say Shimon sold Levi, the one land that Shimon sold Levi, he sold him the land that was idit, the one of most superior quality, or ziburit, or the one that has the most inferior quality. Matze amarle, so Levi can say to the creditor who comes to take from him, lehachi talchi uzvini ara delochazialach. It was for this reason that I made the effort to buy land that is not fit for you. Because the halacha is that a creditor, a baal chov, is allowed to repossess land only benoni. Only land that is benoni is meshubad to the baal chov. And therefore, Levi can tell Shimon, look, I made an effort to buy idit, or I was specifically buying the ziburit, so that you don't come and collect it from me. Go back to Shimon, go collect your debt from his land. He has benonit, go take it from him. Ubenonit nami lo amaran, and the Gemara says, and even if Shimon sold Levi land that is benonit, when we say that then he could collect from Levi, ela delo shavak benonit dechvata, we say that the Baal Chov can come and collect from Levi if he wants. That's only in a case where Levi did not leave Shimon with benonit dechvata, with equivalent land that has quality, medium quality. Aval shavak benonit dechvata, but let's say, yeah, Levi bought a benonit from Shimon, but he made sure that Shimon has a land that is equal in its quality. Matzi amarle, so Levi can tell the creditor, why come to me? Hinachti lecha makom migubot emenu. I left for you a place from which to collect. Go and collect from Shimon. Next case, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Reuven shemachar sadeh leShimon beachrayut. Reuven sold the field to Shimon with a guarantee. Again, what's the guarantee? That if the field is repossessed, he will compensate Shimon for his loss. Ve'ata bal chov di Reuven ve'katarif lemine. And now, a creditor of Reuven comes and repossesses the land from Shimon. So Abaye says, Dinahu de'azil Reuven u'mefatzele. The halacha is that Reuven can go to the creditor and deal with him and try to compensate, try to appease him by trying to, let's say, forestall the repossession. Reuven can go to the Baal Chov and try to buy some time and deal with him so that he doesn't repossess the land that he sold to Shimon. Velo matzi amar lelav baal dvarim didiat. And the creditor cannot say to Reuven, what do you want from me? I'm not answerable to you. You're not my litigant. I'm taking the field from Shimon. What are you coming? No, mishum de'amar le, because Reuven can tell him, de'mapkat mine alai hadar. If you're going to take from him, it comes back to me, because I guaranteed the sale. So I'm going to ultimately have to compensate Shimon. So you can't claim that I'm not a litigant with you in this case. So I'm dealing with you. Let's see what we could how we can resolve the issue in a different way. Ve'ika de'amre, and some say afilu shelo be'achayut nami. Even if Reuven sold Shimon the field with no guarantee, still he could still join in the deliberations and try to forestall and try to buy time, so that the creditor doesn't repossess the land. He can still do that. Why? The Amarle, because Reuven can say to the creditor, Lo nichali de te'evele le Shimon taromet alai. I'm not comfortable with Shimon having a grievance against me. He's going to have complaints against me for having sold him a land that was then repossessed. So I'd like to take care of this matter maybe in a different way. And the Baal Chov cannot tell him, I'm not dealing with you, you're not my litigant. No, he is, because a person has a right to say, I don't want to have ill feelings with my friend Shimon, to whom I sold the property. Amar Abaye says in another case, Reuven shemachar sadeh leShimon shelo beachayut. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon with no achayut, with no guarantee, ve'yatzu alav asikin. And it came out that there were asikim, that there were disputants, there were individuals who were disputing Reuven's ownership on the field to begin with. So again, Reuven sells the field to Shimon without guarantee. And now there were people who came along and they said, you know something, Reuven really never owned this field that he sold you. So the halacha is, Ad shelo hechezik ba yachol lachzor bo. As long as Shimon did not yet take possession of it, he didn't make chazakah on the field, so yachol lachzor bo, he can renege on the deal. He can change his mind and say, okay, I'm out. Mi she'echzik ba eno yachol lachzor bo. However, once he made a chazaka on the land, once he took possession of the land, Shimon cannot be chozer bo, cannot renege on the deal. Because at this point, mishum de'amar le, the seller, who is Reuven, can say to Shimon, chayta de'kitre savart ve'kabilt. Look, you, when you bought this land, I mean, you purchased it without any guarantees, right? So you understood that it's risky, it's a risky investment. So chayta de'kitri, that's a figure of speech, a sack of nuts. You agreed to receive a sack, a bag of nuts, because you purchased the field without any guarantee. So you knew that it was risky. So Reuven can tell Shimon, he cannot just renege on the deal over here. Ume'emat machzik ba. And the Gemara says, from when is Shimon considered to have taken possession of the land? Mikidayish ametzare, from when he walks around the boundaries of the land to check it out, that's considered chazaka, at which point he cannot just renege on this deal. Ika de'amre, some say, afiru be'achrayut nami. Some say, even if Reuven sold him the field with a guarantee, still, Shimon cannot demand immediately a refund when he discovers that there are asikin, that there are those who dispute the ownership of Reuven's field to begin with. Because the Amarle, because Reuven can say to Shimon, Achvi tirfach v'ashalem lach, show me your shtar, tirpa, your shtar of authorization to repossess the property from me, and I will pay you. Which means, first show me when it's actually repossessed from you, show me a shtar that Bet Din wrote up for you, that the field was repossessed, and that therefore you have to be compensated by me, and I will pay you then. But as long as the me'arerim, as long as the disputants are not winning, they're not doing anything yet, they're just complaining and screaming, you cannot just renege on the deal.